thank you. Next tonight to that major development we first reported last night here. The FBI saying it has now hacked into that iPhone belonging to the San Bernardino killers. But tonight here we ask, did Apple help? And if not, how did the FBI manage to do it? And in the end, after a prolonged battle, will there be anything valuable on that phone? Here's ABC Senior Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas now.
The break which allowed the FBI to open the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino killers came more than a week ago when representatives of an unidentified company flew to Washington for a secret meeting at FBI headquarters. They wanted to show FBI leaders they had a method for opening Saeed Farouk's iPhone. FBI officials were hopeful.
Lots of folks have come to us with potential ideas. It looks like we now have one that may work out.
The phone was secretly flown to the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia. Then this past weekend, the attempt was made to hack into the phone. The FBI claims it worked, and tonight, forensic examiners are attempting to exploit potential evidence inside. Apple officials told me tonight any suggestion that the company helped break into Farouk's phone are not true. And Apple CEO Tim Cook in recent weeks telling David Muir that hacking the phone would have far-reaching implications.
And in this case, you believe there are some things that just should never be created.
Correct. Think about this. It is, in our view, the software equivalent of cancer.